We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I think that you didn't get to hear President Obama there. He had a message for you this morning.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, maybe he was talking about the whole Luke Trolley deal. My friend Tom Sullivan is joining us this morning. And, you know, the minute I saw this in the Post, I wanted to get a hold of Tom anyway and figure out what's going on with this. Tom, it looks like the Luke Trolley will cease operation before the end of the year, correct?
Well, that's what they're reporting, Mark. It looks like the end of the line could be coming.
The end of the line. I like that. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this thing was never designed to generate a profit, but they did speculate that it would at least cover its expenses once it started operations. That doesn't come anywhere close to covering the $50-plus million cost. Now it's proven that it can't even do that.
No, the main source of revenue is the sales tax, but 30% of their budget is supposed to come from ticket sales, and they're not even going to reach 10% of that. Last month, the numbers came in just the other day, and they only had 1,000 riders. So that averages out to about 60 a day. So they're not taking in revenue simply because very few people want to ride it. I think if you look in the front page of the Post-Dispatch, it tells the whole story. They got a picture of the interior of a trolley, and they have two passengers.
Well, you know, we've talked about what a bad idea this was from the beginning in the minds of a lot of us who wondered why we were going to sink this kind of money into a trolley to nowhere, because effectively that's what it is. And part of the time there, the argument, they came back and they said, well, listen, it's not a trolley to nowhere because you can use the trolley and you can connect to a couple of metro stops, so therefore it serves a purpose. And now we find out that the savior of the Loop Trolley might be Metro. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a pretty bad idea. Metro still has problems, you know, running a bus system. They still have a lot of people they can't even, they're unable to even get them to work. So I'm not sure that's a good idea. What you have to understand is that Bi-State has no taxing authority. They depend on their member governments when it comes to transit. And that's St. Louis, St. Louis County, and St. Clair County in Illinois. So before they do anything, they need to talk to all these governments. And right now, St. Louis County and Bi-State are not getting along very well because the county has held up some funding for them. They've been unhappy with their performance.
Well, with security, correct?
Security, yeah. And they're claiming, the county council has claimed that Metro is not doing everything that it can. And now County Executive Sam Page wants the county to pay for 18 police officers to go into to cover the city. And the county and the county council is saying, well, we need to look at this a little bit more. Why should we be providing police officers when the city isn't doing much? Well, I think they only provide 8 police officers from the city for MetroLink.
Well, here's the thing, Tom. This is the thing that kind of riles me up. In many cases, public transportation is subsidized because it can't pay for itself. It's the fares are too low, the on the buses and the trains. They've never intended for it to pay for itself. Now Metro may take over the Loop Trolley, which can't pay for itself, and they're really going to ask taxpayers to subsidize this. In some cases, taxpayers from St. Clair County, Illinois, who are nowhere near the Loop Trolley.
Well, yeah, Bi-State is supposed to handle regional projects, regional issues, and I'm not sure that how they can figure that a trolley that goes just a 2-mile stretch between the Loop and the History Museum is a regional project. That's another thing you have to realize is that on Bi-State you have 5 commissioners from Missouri and 5 from Illinois, and it takes a majority of the commissioners from each side in order to approve something. I cannot imagine the commissioners on Illinois wanting to support this.
Yeah, well, I can't either. It's just amazing to me. Listen, Tom, we appreciate your time as always. Tom Sullivan joining us this morning. He's been following this transportation issue from day one. We appreciate you, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep, take care. Appreciate that. So there you go, taxpayer. Dig deep. This trolley is going to shut down. They're going to go to Metro and plead, oh, would you please keep running it? And then Metro, also supported by tax dollars, is going to have to step in and subsidize it now because we're going to feel bad that we spent all that money. And guess what? Guess what? We might owe $36 million back to the government because the thing didn't work. That's what they're afraid of. Wow. All right. Annie Frye coming up in the next hour. Senator Bill Eigel at 7:35. And Thomas Gipping in the 8 o'clock hour on the impeachment scam.